The Volume.
Jenkins and Jones is brought to you by FanDuel. It's never been easier to play fantasy on FanDuel. Whether you love basketball, golf, soccer, or any other fantasy sport, there's a contest for every fan. FanDuel, more ways to win. Welcome to Jenkins and Jones on the Volume Podcast Network. It's Monday, June 21st. We're back together a day later, but very happy to be talking about some exciting, actual, living up to the hype game sevens. As always, Jenkins and Jones is hosted by my good buddies, Dragonfly Jones, aka Tyler.
Hey, everybody. How's it going?
And handsome face Q Johnnington himself, LeJethro Jenkins, aka John.
How you doing, Bubba? I'm back to being a regular nigga now, though. Back to regular nigga shit.
Took John the suit off and became for what? How long were you in a suit? Like 3 hours?
They had me in a motherfucker for like from 3 to like 11. And bro, I took the suit off and balled it up day. And threw it in the corner, shoes included, nigga. I swear to God, that shit is balled up in my bag right now. I ain't hanging that shit up. I might never put that motherfucker on again, dog. You feel me, like?
Well, ooh. You look great. I'm Guardy B, a.k.a. Mike. The reason we're coming to you a little bit later is because of a family wedding that John had to get very dressed up for. And as much as I would have loved to have seen you in a suit recording a Jenkins and Jones episode, it just didn't line up.
No. Thank God. Thank God it didn't. It was a three-piece suit, too, with a pink tie, a boutonniere, which I know existed, nigga. Why is a flower called a boutonniere?
I'll give you $50 to spell boutonniere right now.
I know this two E's instead of one, right? But that's all I got for
you. I don't know.
B-O-U? That's French, nigga. How am I supposed to know that? It's got to be French, right? It's at least French.
Boutonniere.
Boutonniere. Michael. I was Jean Nichols.
Jean.
I was Jean yesterday.
My friend Jean. Oh, man. All right. Well, like I said, we had two game sevens, and neither one of them was an 81-72 ass boring game seven. We got two great game sevens. So let's talk about them. Hawks beat the Sixers. Oh, my God. 103-96.
How does that happen?
Tyler, where do you want to start on this fucking game, bro?
Where do we start? Do we start with how they fucking blew an 18-point lead in this series, a 26-point lead in this series? Do we start with how they lost a game seven with Atlanta's best player going 5 for 24? Do we start with that fucking play that is probably going to be the defining play of Ben Simmons' career if he doesn't get his shit together, when he passed up a dunk on a rotating Trae Young, right? It's just, I don't know. I mean, are we going to talk about how Joel and Doc threw Ben under the bus after the shit? There's just so much to pick apart here. I don't know where Philly goes from here. You know, Doc Rivers came out today. He said that they're devoted to working on Ben Simmons' jumper. And that might have to be the course, because who the fuck is going to take Ben in that fucking $140 million contract when he shot, what, three times total this whole series in the fourth quarter? Seven games. This motherfucker went 0 for 0, like 2 for 2, 0 for 0, 1 for 1, 0 for 0, 0 for 0, 0 for 0.
They threw him under the bus before they realized he was the only person with the key to their household safety deposit box. Like, you can't throw him under the bus. No one's taking that dude for $140 million. Okay, I have everything you just talked about on my list, but I just think, not to be negative NBA Twitter ass people, because we're absolutely going to talk about the Hawks and how historic what they're doing is, but we have to talk about the play. 2-point game. I believe like 2 minutes left. Ben Simmons, you get a dude on the pivot, you get your leg under him, wide open dunk. You're 6'10". You see Trae Young coming at you, and you are so scared,
Trae Young,
of being fouled and having to shoot free throws, that Magic Johnson style, dish that shit off. I've never seen anything like that in my, like an NFL receiver for a game-winning touchdown slapping the ball away because he's scared of it. Like, I can't think of an analogy for that. I stood up and gasped like it was the end of a horror movie when that shit happened. Like, I could not believe that shit, bro.
Is he not out of there, though? Is he not out of there after that performance? I mean, he was 2 for 4. You know what I'm saying? You got Tobias Harris, who's a third guy, and you have him playing like a second guy because this motherfucker is scared to have to shoot fucking free throws. You know what I mean? Like, you're Ben fucking Simmons, dude. You know what I'm saying? Like, act like it at some point.
He did.
What type of return? What type of return are they going to get for Ben Simmons? You're going to get a bunch of fucking second rounders and like a ham sandwich for Ben Simmons.
Hey, that's what the nigga play like.
He can play like a ham sandwich. Well, motherfucker,
I take a ham sandwich for the nigga. You know what I mean? Throw a pickle on that bitch and we in there. Fuck that nigga.
A Clawson. Right. One of them big ass sandwich sizes.
Wave the nigga. Yeah.
Okay, but before we pull the camera back at all, I like can't stop talking about, like, have you ever seen anything like that play? Like, that is a middle school. You know what I mean? Like, no, not me. Like, that's an NBA. Yeah. That's a 3-time All-Star. Like, 6'10", tearing at the rim.
I have only seen that play happen on 2K when you're still holding left trigger to see your teammates to pass it to, and you forget to take your finger off left trigger when you want to shoot, so you pass it to square instead. That was a real life one of those incidents, but it was done on purpose. In a fucking Game 7 late in the fourth quarter. How is an NBA player do a number one pick, a fucking all defense guy, an all star, doing that shit in a Game 7, bro?
In a 2-point, that was for tie game. Like, that was for tie game. Like, he looked at the basket like church going John would have looked at a titty floating its way, bro.
Oh, no, I would have loved a titty. No! I wouldn't have passed up on a titty. I would have prayed for 3 days afterwards. We would have fun with that titty. I would have dunked that basketball, nigga. That nigga was wilding, bro. Flat out.
I really, when I was prepping for the show, I was really trying to think of a possible analogy. And I mean, I've watched the clip 100 times. He makes it, he gets his leg under him. He makes a perfect little drop step spin, leaves him. He's staring ass naked at the rim. Like, and he was so worried about shooting maybe even just an and one free throw for the lead that he passed the ball.
How is Doc throwing anybody under the bus, though? They blew a 25-point lead in a game prior to that. Motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? Like, you ain't got the – hey, Embiid can say what he want. That motherfucker's playing out there with one knee, you know, doing the best he could. You feel me? And he play, had a solid series. Doc, my nigga, you got to shut the fuck up, bro.
I'm sure by the time everyone hears this, everyone will have heard the Doc quote. But Doc was asked, can you be a championship team with Ben Simmons as point guard? And Doc said, I don't know the answer to that question. I don't know. Like,
you know, coaches are fed up when they're not even lying anymore, bro. He ain't give us no coach speak. You know, that's our guy. We're behind him. We're going to figure it out. He didn't give us that until like later Monday. You know what I'm saying? After he finally, you know, was able to actually come to his wits and say the shit coaches are supposed to say about how they're going to work on his jumper and shit. But yeah, Doc was pissed, man. But Doc, bro, we got to talk about your ass too, my dog. Like, did you see the stats circulating that he has 29 losses? In elimination games. Like, of course, that doesn't mean that he's lost 20.
He is the Wilt Chamberlain. Like,
where his, yeah.
He is the Wilt Chamberlain of right. Losing elimination.
Yeah, game. No one's catching that. No one is catching that record, bro. And Josh Smith has been lighting his ass up. Have y'all seen those clips?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Well, basically, Josh Smith, you know, just went full Atlanta nigga on Doc last night outside his apartment complex or whatever the fuck on Instagram little stories and shit. It was like, Doc, your old non-adjusting ass. He's like, you can't make no motherfucking adjustment. Yeah. He's like, yo, non-adjustment making ass. He just lit into Doc ass because, you know, they didn't get along during his time with the Clippers, obviously. Yeah. Yeah, and so yeah, Josh Smith has been on a fucking.
That's an all-time great insult. Non-adjustment.
Yeah, non-adjusting ass. To a coach. Coming from Josh Smith of all people, Josh ain't necessarily known for his basketball IQ, and if he's calling you out on some shit, you might really need to get your shit together, bro.
I have a couple other Doc Rivers stats for you. I believe it's 5 of the 8 worst blown leads this playoffs were the Sixers. But the craziest one, Tyler's like, Doc Rivers is a.
It tasted bad to hear that. You know what I mean? Like,
the worst stat, those words. In their last 70 games at home, the Sixers were 61-9, and they went 1-3 at home to the Atlanta Hawks in that series.
Unbelievable.
Very Doc, though. It's on brand. What are they going to do with that nigga? You feel me? You know what I'm saying? Like, we talking about Ben. Hey, what's up with Doc, man? Because that shit ain't sweet for him either. You feel me?
You call Carlisle up. You don't let Doc know. If Carlisle wants to come in,
Doc got to get his shit going. It was a fun experiment. Yeah. My nigga. You feel me?
And by the way, thanks for bringing everyone's attention to how bad Ben Simmons is when we desperately need to trade him. Thanks for not saying, hey, you know, he's in there working all the time. This was a little mental block. Like, you know, even the best golfers in the world get the yip sometimes. Like, this was a tough series for him, but we're going to get in the gym and he's going to come back and add a little offense to that world-class defense. Like, it's not that hard to lie, bro. Those motherfuckers
said that shit in 2017, though. Ben Simmons said he's going to work on that shit. Nigga, it's 2021, nigga. You feel me? And you are
for us to say.
To death. A fucking free throw.
But that's for us to say. That's not for the head coach to say. Like, Kenny Smith killed him on Inside afterwards, and I thought he was exactly right. He said 10 minutes ago, you were ride or die with that dude. Mm-hmm. You cannot walk out of the locker room and say, Ben Simmons. Like, you know what I mean? You have to give the you have to give the coach speak answer and then handle the shit not on camera on national television, bro.
That nigga Shaq said he fighting, man. on television, primetime TV, I would have knocked that nigga out. He said I would have knocked that man out.
I believe it.
And I agree with him too. Yes. Nigga, if you and B.
Listen, bro, Shaq fought Kobe over the way Kobe played that. 2001 Kobe, perhaps the best Kobe we've ever seen. He fought that man over the way that he played basketball. He would have murdered Ben Simmons in that locker room. Bro.
He didn't feel like Kobe was aggressive enough.
Right. Yeah.
He wouldn't have made it to the locker room, G. You feel me? They ain't been in the tunnel throwing hands.
He would have pulled Ben Simmons apart piece by piece. Like a messed up little kid playing with an action figure, bro. Just
big, 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 busting the rubber bands in his knees and elbows. You feel me? Woo, shit, boy.
All right, let's talk about the Hawks. Incredible for the story for them. I mean, this is the second series in a row where it's like, that's so cool that they made it to the blank. And then all of a sudden, is that so cool that they're in the Eastern Conference Finals? Maybe we should start taking these dudes seriously. Trae Young, just an unreal performance all series. Obviously didn't have a great Game 7, but I think it was right when the Sixers fans started chanting, fuck you, Trae.
Yeah, he started fast. That's when he got his buckets. Atlanta fans should consider yelling, fuck you, Trae, just to see what happens. Because he shuts motherfuckers. Yeah, why not? Because he shuts motherfuckers up when they get on that shit.
He loves being a villain. He's what I think Trae is what the NBA needs. Trae is a young guy the NBA needs that's hated and loves being hated. He prefers that shit. I think they were supposed to beat the Knicks. I didn't think the Knicks were all that good. I thought Atlanta was better than the Knicks. You know what I mean? I thought there was no way. And I said it on here, which I was wrong as a motherfucker. They might not win another game. You know what I'm saying? Because they seem to have figured them out. I forgot Doc is Doc. This is I forgot PG was PG last year. You feel me? Niggas gonna be niggas, you know what I mean? And he is him, bro. You feel me? I forgot that, you know what I mean? But bro, they have no business being the Sixers. I mean, it's incredible. It's incredible to see that. And for the whole city of Atlanta, you know what I mean?
Like, well, Tyler said it last episode, but like you made Atlanta into the plucky clutch time fucking
right. Heroes. Like, you had an Atlanta team make you the Atlanta team. Like, how the fuck does that work, bro? You the Atlanta team now. right? Like, those got to be Atlanta cheesesteaks from now on, dog. Like, you know, you got to put the Liberty Bell at Magic City or some shit right now. Yeah, it's the game that changed.
That Atlanta cheesesteak. Yo. You're taking the cheesesteak from these niggas. Yo.
Oh, shit. That's fucking great. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Holy shit. Yeah, but I mean, and then Herter had like an all-time white dude performance, American white dude performance in the playoffs. Like, who was the – I don't even know the last American-born white dude to get interviewed that late in the playoffs on the court afterwards. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Fucking Red, right? You know his nickname on that team is Red Velvet?
Bro, but he can hoop, though. Herter
can
hoop.
That's a great fucking nickname for a junior.
Hey, he's been hooping for 3 years, bro. You know what I mean? He was just waiting for his moment. You know what I mean? And he dropped them nuts, you know, under pressure. You know what I mean? But the thing about Atlanta, though, they hungry, nigga. You know what I'm saying? Embiid's a shit talker. Embiid played great. Ben Simmons just want to be cute, nigga. You need to learn how to fucking play basketball, my nigga, okay? You can't be a one not shooting fucking free throws. Them niggas in Atlanta are fucking hungry. You know what I mean? And Trey, as curly haired and light skinned as he is, that nigga's soul is like black as fuck on some Drake shit. You know what I mean? That nigga's a hungry ass dude. Hey, he don't give a fuck about nothing but hoops. You feel me? And Atlanta plays like that. And bro, I mean, that's how they won, is they got a bunch of hungry ass dogs. You know what I mean? And Ben Simmons want to look good rather than, you know what I'm saying, play good basketball.
One of the best coaches in the league on an interim contract right now. And the whole team is playing like that. Like,
it won't be interim for long. They better throw a fucking hefty ass bag at that nigga.
Nate's agent is having a great postseason.
Ooh, that nigga eating filet mignon for lunch, nigga.
He's texting the GM every win. That's another $4 million.
Right.
We win another series. It's another run zero.
Run me mines. You feel me? Earn that.
You know those hot takes you post on social media? Well, now you can win up to $5,000 when you put those takes to the test on FanDuel. It's a new game called Over Under, and it's absolutely free to play on FanDuel. Here's how it works. FanDuel will set lines on things like total points or three-pointers made during every NBA on TNT broadcast. All you have to do is pick over or under for every prop. Your picks could win you a share of $5,000 during every contest. FanDuel is the exclusive home for over-under, and it's available in all 50 states, so you can play from anywhere. All you have to do is go to FanDuel.com/over-under and sign up now if you haven't done so already. Just create a new FanDuel account. If you don't already have one, it takes less than 2 minutes to sign up. Then put your takes to the test during every NBA on TNT broadcast at FanDuel.com/over-under. It could be worth up to $5,000. Age and local restrictions apply. See FanDuel.com for terms and conditions. So, you're a sports fan. That's why you're listening. But if you're considering getting in on the fun of sports gambling, I want to let you know about a great resource, the Action Network. The Action Network is where fans go when they're ready to bet smarter and turn a profit betting on sports. In fact, their free Action Network app was recently named the best app in sports betting. With the Action app, you can see the latest picks and articles from Action Network gambling experts, as well as personalities like Colin Cowherd. You can compare odds from different sports books and track every bet you make so you always know how your picks are doing. So the game means more to you. Download the free Action Network app and start betting smart. As great as that game was, which to be honest was more like, it was more like a horror movie, bro. It was just like the last couple minutes of that game were really something fucking, really scary hours. A great basketball game that I will remember for a long time. Game 7, Bucks Nets, Kevin Durant with a god tier game tying shot to send it to overtime. Came up empty on the attempts to win it in overtime. 115, 111. With KD and Giannis both scoring more than 40, I think they said it was the first time in like maybe the second time ever that there'd been third time ever that there'd been 240 point scores in a game seven. Just a special fucking game.
It was amazing. It was the best game of the postseason so far, in my opinion. Giannis, man. I mean, let's give him his props. We were writing him off. You know, motherfuckers were saying he played basketball like a street shark. saying he ain't had no bag. And then of course.
Yo, what?
Yeah, he kind of looked like a street shark too with his shoulders.
Who said this? Yo.
Oh, hold on, who said that, Tyler? I'm looking that shit up right now.
Yeah. Look it up on Twitter. Someone on Twitter said that.
He got to get credit for that. That's the best shit I've ever heard.
Yo. That was Sam Caminiti.
Yo,
Giannis plays, but he said it all caps because he knew he fucking had it. Giannis plays basketball like a street shark.
Oh shit!
And then it's just four people saying he said Giannis hoops like a street shark.
Oh, shit. Got a built like one too. Oh, yeah. Muscle head ass motherfucker. Oh,
nigga. Yo, this nigga, God, bro, nigga, God dropped that right in his hands, and he delivered it to us perfectly.
Oh, that joke arrived via Starlight. That came from the start right to his head.
No tee up, nothing. Giannis hoops like a street shark, nigga. He gave us the uncut raw cocaine, nigga. Not stepped on, baby. Oh shit. That was great.
So you said we got to give it to Giannis.
Yeah. Give it to the street shark. Check, you know, 40. One check for the street shark. All right. For what? 40, 13 and 5. Had that huge bucket late when he worked KD in the post for that baby hook. You know what I'm saying? After everyone was saying, was killing him for saying KD's the best player in the league, like, oh, Giannis is rolling over. He's defeated now. The Nets are going to run away with this. And Giannis came out there and balled the fuck out. So props to Giannis, man. You still got to get in the lab that in this summer and get that jumper working. But, you know.
Free throw. Maybe not props the jumper. For that shit. At least the free throw. You know what I mean? Get that free throw straight.
I want to give Tyler credit for saying something that I hope everyone agrees with this, but you said, and I know Nick Wright brought this up on his show earlier, everyone's going, oh, KD, imagine if this was LeBron. KD should get the same shit Bron would get. And your point as, you know, a pretty prominent Bron guy on the internets was,
no. I have been called a Bron sexual on Twitter.com.
Many times.
LeBron sexual.
LeBron sexual. But your point was, no, that's never what you have wanted when you've seen Bron get this unfair treatment. What you've wanted was for no one to get that treatment, not for everyone to get the treatment.
Exactly. When shit like this happens, because keeping it a buck, KD's OT was, you know what I'm saying? He was 0-6.
Didn't he not hit one?
No, he was 0-6.
He was 0-6, and the way that the game got locked up was, you know, the sequence where Giannis worked him for the bucket. He came down, got his shit punched by Robin Lopez, and then KD comes and shoots an air ball. If Bron had an OT that shook out like that on top of being 0-6. Ooh, he would be murdered. But the point is, like, you know, like Mike said, the point is to not give everyone the Bron treatment. It's to realize how ridiculous the Bron treatment
is. It's to
stop, you know what I mean?
Giving Bron the Bron treatment.
Right. Said the man would be murdered.
Dog. If Bron went 0-6 in OT, seriously, if Bron went 0-6 in OT, got worked by Giannis for the go-ahead bucket, got his shit punched by Robin Lopez, right? Got his shit punched by Robin Lopez, and then put up the air ball, as you know.
If that had happened when he was in Miami,
2011, Bron. I mean, we saw 2011, Bron.
But we'd still be hearing about. 0-for-6 in overtime. Like, that would be a reply under every single tweet he had for the rest of his life, 0-for-6 in OT. Like,
I don't know if you can look at KD, and he's played every fucking second of the game, right? He misses the shot and doesn't have the energy to even express, you know, like, pain from fucking missing the shot. You know what I mean? Frustration. That's how tired this nigga was. I don't know if you can see that performance and not say he had a great fucking game, though.
Well,
you have to be fucking insane. You know what I mean?
Let's talk about this since we talked about Doc Rivers. Steve Nash was on some fucking my first time playing basketball video game shit. In this
right. injuries, bro, like bro.
Golf, all that yeah. shit, you know what I mean?
Come you on, cannot bro. Play your starters every minute of back-to-back-to-back games and think that it's going to keep working out. You have to be a mature enough coach, even in your first year, to understand that game 5 was you hitting the jackpot. And when you hit the jackpot, you walk away from the table with the money. You do not play a 1-in-160 odds bet again. Like, he went back to the well. They had 20 minutes off the bench in game 7 in overtime. 20 minutes and 0 points. You cannot win in the NBA like that. No. I don't care how thin your team is. Like, Kevin Durant is going to be exhausted in overtime if he's you do human. That shit. And he was, because he's a human
yeah.
being.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. You know, everyone's like, well, you know, KD just ran out of gas. There's no one you can blame. But yes, there is. You can blame the fuck out of Steve Nash. You know what I'm saying? I mean, for the last 3 games, you know, KD played all every second of game 5. He sat for 8 minutes in game 6, every second of game 7. Mm-hmm. That's a mismanagement of KD's time and energy here. But you know that a good measurement of a good coach is someone who can keep his team afloat when his starting units is down. And Steve Nash hasn't shown us he can do that yet. You know, the whole fuck, it was just the fucking Will Smith Bel Air Academy office. Just get it to Will / KD and just let him work, right? He should have been managing KD's minutes a little bit better. When Giannis goes to the bench, okay, KD, you come to the bench too for, you know, and once they get Giannis back in, that's when you're going back in.
He couldn't have managed it any worse. Like,
right.
Kevin Durant gets paid to tell his head coach, play me every fucking minute of this game. This is win or go home. And the head coach gets paid to say, I can't do that or we'll lose the game.
Nigga, you crazy as fuck.
Right.
Sit your ass down here for 2 minutes.
I love you so much right. that you want to play every minute. Yeah. Go take right. a 2-minute break and then I'm going to call a timeout at the under 2. We'll get you 20 minutes off. You only miss 2 minutes of game time.
Right.
Yeah.
Well.
The Bucks are moving on.
The Bucks are moving on.
Well, the last thing, hold on. Before we get to the conference finals, the last thing I wanted to say was I saw 2 people on the internet say the Nets were not coming out of the East. And it was Dragonfly Nose and it was Maradamas. So congratulations to the 2 of you.
Thank you. Thank you. But I mean, you know, like I said, it's going to take some time for, you know, that team to gel. And of course, injuries ravaged them this series as well. But it did come down to coaching a bit too with Nash mismanaging KD's minutes. And I told you, you know, Steve Nash is probably going to blow it in the postseason too. And he kind of did. Even KD's incredible ass couldn't save Steph from Steve from fucking things up a bit here. So
I want to say
that was a 40-year slip.
I said the Bucks could make it out the East this year.
You didn't say the Nets aren't coming out of the East.
I didn't say
that. Because Tyler was flat out like,
no, I'm not saying that.
Nope.
Yeah.
No, I was like, I said that. I said, I see the Bucks coming out the East this year. You know what I mean? So we might see that. You feel me? I don't think it's not the way I thought. You know what I mean? I thought they played better against the fucking Nets. I didn't think it would take Kyrie to get hurt. You know what I'm saying? For that to happen. You know what I mean? But I think
as we're evaluating where people finish to expectation, I do think that's worth noting. If you'd have told anyone before the season, hey, Kyrie's not going to play in the postseason, but they're going to have KD and some of James Harden, I think everyone still would have thought they were going to get to the East, you know, to the finals. Mm-hmm. I mean, I didn't think that.
my issue with them, like I said, was they weren't deep enough. If they lost one of those 3, I thought it was a wrap. You know what I mean? And
you're
I thought
right about
the Bucks
that.
Were not the Bucks of old. And they proved that in game 7, not necessarily in the games prior to that. You feel me? But yeah, so
let's talk about the conference finals. We're in the East. We can stay in the East. This is the first conference finals, first time since 1994 that there is no 1 seed in the conference finals.
Damn.
Which is crazy. good. But we may as well, in this year, we may as well push it all the way, for sure. The last titles, the only two titles won by a team still playing was the Hawks in 58 and the Bucks in 71.
Fucking Bob Pettit and Oscar Robertson titles and shit. The Bucks. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, but like, that's crazy. We're gonna see something we have never seen, none of us have seen in anywhere close to our lifetimes. Mm-hmm. A Suns Hawks finals, Clippers Bucks finals.
If it's Suns Hawks, how much fun would it
be? Yeah, yeah, Trey versus Book would be fucking
come on
amazing.
Now that, I mean, yeah, I mean, you wouldn't get the, you know, the casual fans, but basketball wins, basketball fans win with that series. That's a fun series.
What do you think about Hawks Bucks? Where do you think that's going?
Bucks. I think Drew is gonna make life hell for Trey out there.
Ooh, shit.
I got Bucks in six.
And he ain't got to score either. You know what I'm saying? I don't think he'd have to score if he makes life for the hard for Trey, because that team can't really win without Trey scoring. We saw Herter have to be a fucking god. You know what I mean? Like, right. In order for them to win game seven.
You've got Bucks in six, John. Yeah. What do you think in terms of a number? You think Bucks too?
I think I this is the thing. It's going to be hard to go against the Hawks, because I didn't think they would beat the fucking Sixers. I thought they had no fucking chance after game two. You feel me? But common sense, you know what I mean? Like, Bucks in five. Bucks in three, nigga. Like,
you know what I mean? Like, we're not betting on anything, so I'm just going to say Hawks in seven, because I'm exactly as confident they're going to lose this series.
Yeah, fuck it.
I'm exactly as confident that they're going to lose this series as I was when they lined up against the Sixers, and I'm a fucking asshole. So
yeah. I hope I'm wrong, and I hope I look like an asshole.
So you've got the head is telling you the Bucks, but your heart is rooting for the Hawks. That's you're at.
I love Trae Young. I was on the dumbass take shit that Trae Young was the rookie of the year. I was that nigga. That's how much I like Trae. You feel me? So I'm finally glad he's getting the love he should. People are seeing how good he is. You know, he's always, you know, been second fiddle, but that's because he's playing against like he was behind an all-timer. You know what I mean? Like, Luka is a god-level fucking, you know, young dude. You know what I mean? So, but Trae is god-level too. Just he just like a, you know, he ain't Zeus. He like
he like Hermes, the motherfucker with the on the FTD flower logo.
There we go. He
that the motherfucker with the helmet and the wings on his ankles and shit. Yeah.
So he that motherfucker, but yeah, I hope the NBA actually like throws him a lob too and get some marketing behind that nigga too. Him and Booker, we need that.
Well, I mean, being the last four teams playing will give you a pretty good marketing bump.
Yeah, we need to see them on primetime, more TNT games. I love Trae. He's fun as hell to watch.
Suns Clippers, what do you think?
The Suns are gonna.
I don't think. yeah, I don't think. I don't think Kawhi's coming back this entire postseason, yeah. And I think this is gonna be the last season the Clippers have anyway. So yeah, I got the Suns there too.
Without Chris Paul, they lost. They finna get swept, nigga. Sexual intercourse.
You got the Suns, and you've got.
Suns in two.
Hey, we never going against that, nigga. We see what time it is when you try to go against that. Like you said, the demigod, hidden superpower, nigga. You feel me? Suns in four. You feel me?
What do you think? Do you think you don't think they're gonna sweep? Do you, Tyler? Or are we
nah. And I don't think that the Suns are gonna fuck off any games here either. So I think it probably goes five.
I agree with you about Kawhi. Kawhi does not come back sooner than you think he's gonna.
Never. And good for him, you know, for prioritizing his health over everything else. So we might not see Kawhi till like All-Star break next season. And if that's when he's comfortable coming back, so be it.
I'm especially given his issues are chronic. You know, right. I mean, it's 100%. Yeah, I'm with you on that completely. But
he has the best balance to me. He has the best balance of like, when he's on the court, he's going ham. When he's not, fuck basketball. It's really a job to him. He just really loves his job when he's playing, but it's a job at the end of the day. You know what I mean? Like,
you know what's one of my favorite Kawhi clips? Of course, the clip when he laughed, which is fucking hilarious. But did y'all see when that reporter asked when he was a Raptor, when he's like, you know, you've been here for about half a season, you've seen Toronto, like, do you know are you starting to get a feel of how much it will mean to, you know, win a championship for this city? And Kawhi was just like, I don't know. You'd have to, like, you know, ask someone from Toronto or someone who's a Raptors fan about that.
I'm just out here to hoop, bro.
Right?
I'm just out
here. I don't give a fuck.
I don't give a fuck about Toronto. You know what I mean? The jersey's cute, I guess, nigga. You know what I mean? Fuck out of here.
I think it's, you know, that's a great point, though. And it's not just athletes. Like, if you listen to any in-depth interviews with, like, actors or comedians or really creative people of any type, no one who's successful at a world level has that balance. No, everyone should be in therapy. Everyone right. is a four-time Grammy Award winner who feels like if they fuck one song up, it's all going to disappear. And Kawhi is the one guy who's like, I check the bank account every morning. The money's real. Like,
it's like Monopoly money, nigga.
And it doesn't mean anything to me either, by the way.
right. It's crazy, bro. He probably be in the gym in the offseason going crazy. And if he can't play, fuck it. You know what I mean? Puts all the exactly. work in to be great. But when he can't do what he can't do, he accepts it. And let me work on me. You feel me? I'm off, nigga. You know what I mean? Don't call me. Don't text me, nigga. I'm on vacation.
I'm on PTO. The work phone stays at home.
Right. No emails. I will not be checking my email. Hella balance.
Did you guys see the Ty Lue quote where he said that Lakers fans should be rooting for the Clippers because it's all one city?
I saw that shit. I was like, yeah. I was like, Ty, you should know better. What the fuck?
He played for the Lakers.
you were a Laker, bro. You know better. Come on, man.
That's desperation.
That shit ain't gonna work. Please, this is a lie.
Please root for me. We should all be on the same team, guys. Bitch,
it's Team LA.
Right. That ain't LA, nigga. You know what I'm saying? Your buddy yelling out Palmdale, motherfucker. You feel me? Like, no, that's no.
He banged Palmdale after a fucking playoff win. I'll never recover from that. Bro. Palmdale. He hit it too. Like, Palmdale.
Motherfucker, you feel me? No, nigga, get the fuck out of here.
You can't work for an organization that took out an ad campaign against the Lakers. I mean, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Streetlights, not spotlights, was not a like, it was not an aesthetic thing. They're like, we're the real culture of LA. Like, that's been there. We've got the old English font.
Jerseys, yo.
We're the old English font, guys. Like, that's us.
Bro, man.
And you can't then turn around and say, like, Pepsi's good too. You know, like, I just.
We the ops, bro, nigga. Fuck you mean. You feel me? You know what I mean? Shit ain't sweet.
Ty's just trying to get in front of when Devin Booker goes full Kobe at Staples and everyone loves it. And they're all cheering for the Suns and one of those home games. That's what he's trying to prevent, because that shit's probably going to happen, bro.
I know who the ushers will be rooting for. I know who the people working. I know who the people selling beer to Clippers fans are going to be rooting for. They're not putting any red, white, and blue shit on.
Right.
That's like, hey, I saw an interview with one of those ushers after that came out that the ushers were heckling people. He said, I don't work for the Clippers. I work for the Staples Center.
That's real.
I work for the real LA, nigga. Fuck you mean. You know what I'm saying?
I have pride in my conglomerate arena more so than
right. The actual court, nigga. You feel me? Yeah. Go Edward Jones, motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? Like, fuck out of here.
All right. Hopefully another, we're recording this on Monday, which is it's always the worst to me when you hit that first day with no games. In the playoffs, it's just like
baseball season starts to feel like more like baseball season.
Well, we got hopefully good conference final games coming up Tuesday and Wednesday. We'll be back on Thursday. We'll talk some more non-basketball stuff on Thursday too. But welcome back, John. You're very handsome.
Handsome by John.
Oh my God. Looks like, I think it's this angle where it looks like it's, you know what I mean?
John wore a suit.
When it gets the you know,
as we mentioned up top, John wore a suit and his beard filled itself in. Like
right,
the
right
moment
here,
he
looks, it's this
put
side,
the tie
it's
up.
This side. This side is all bad with all. You know what I mean? Yeah, I can't be like everybody. Can't be like you, Mike. You feel me? You know what I mean?
I got a lot of problems, but being too, but like having enough hair is not one of my problems. That's not a problem. All right, not y'all.
Problems with a beard ain't one. You wanted to say that, didn't you? You wanted to say it.
That's the whitest shit. No. That's the whitest. That's the worst white guy who thinks he's cool joke in the world. I've got 99 problems, but blank ain't one. I hate that shit. I hate that shit with a fucking passion.
Oh, shit.
Anyway, we'll be back on Thursday. Make sure you're checking out The Volume on YouTube to see video of all the episodes. And be sure to be giving us stars and subscribing to things. And we'll see y'all on Thursday. Bye.
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 Stars. Bye.